The Jews make the argument that since they are the offspring of Abraham, they are free. They've never been enslaved to anyone because of who they are. This argument hasn't disappeared. There are people today who think they are free only because God loves them just the way they are, even if they don't have faith in Jesus. They already have God's approval just for merely existing, and since that's the case, they are free to chase pleasure and fulfill their desires. For example, the cohabitating couple thinks living together outside marriage is a convenient and good idea. They are free from the constraints of traditional marriage and can live as they choose, even if it is outside of God's revealed will for their lives. In their minds, this is real freedom. And sometimes, the divorce happens because it looks like true freedom from a miserable bond to a person who has changed over the years. The college student avoiding church because finally they are free from parental supervision and can indulge in drinking and revelry, only to sleep in on Sundays, believes they have finally found true freedom. The common thread in these examples is people trying to find freedom in the wrong places and the wrong ways. Unbelievers see the commandments of God as a nuisance best done without. And Satan deludes people into thinking true freedom is only attained when God's word is finally abandoned, to instead chase those things that make us truly happy. If God loves you just the way you are, without Christ, without his word, without faith, if he loves you just because you exist, then true fear of him vanishes, and the only way to salvation is ultimately cast aside. The irony here is the person who thinks freedom comes apart from God has no freedom at all. Jesus says such a person is a slave to sin. Such a person is in bondage to death. The very things, my friends, the very things that seem like freedom apart from Christ are the things that enslave us. Since the beginning, God has tempted man, pointing him to things forbidden by God's word and making it seem as if we could only get our hands on it, if we could only do what God says we cannot do, then we will truly be free. Sinful man has all sorts of ideas of what constitutes true freedom. Whether it's tampering with marriage, cohabitation, avoiding church, committing adultery, killing babies in the womb, and so on. But here, on this Reformation celebration, Jesus teaches us what true freedom looks like. True freedom is found in him, the Son. Jesus sets us free. And he says if you abide in his word, then you are truly his disciples. Freedom does not exist apart from Christ and his word. And abiding in his word means not just hearing it on Sunday mornings, but abiding in the word of God means living in it, keeping it, believing it. It is the word that defines God's will for our lives, how we are to truly live before God and man, which in turn affects how we die. And that is, in Christ, clinging to his word of grace and promise that the bonds of death have been lifted, sin's curse doesn't condemn. That, my friends, that is the freedom Jesus is talking about here. He's talking about the freedom from eternal damnation wrought by sin. You are free from this, Christian, and you have heaven. The point of the Reformation is the point we heard in this text. True freedom does not come from the imagination of man. True freedom is by the word of God in Christ Jesus. The Son sets us free. Jesus says that. He says it is the Son who sets you free, which means we cannot liberate ourselves. Martin Luther was keen to notice, and he taught boldly, that it's not by fasting, indulgences, doing penance, making pilgrimages, fleeing to monasteries, and observing various feast days that one gets to heaven. There is no purgatory before ascending to heaven. The Son has set you free. Christ has set you free. In Him you have salvation, not in the flesh. And if you still seek that freedom and you want it, then only abide in His Word. Hear it, read it, confess it, believe it. Believe what your Lord is telling you, that you, the sinner, are justified in Christ. You are forgiven, redeemed, and free from the curse of the law and eternal death. Though the yoke of Roman tyranny and oppression was overthrown years ago, there are still plenty of things that burden and oppress us in our flesh. Jesus says He has set us free, and yet, if you've ever wrestled with temptation, then you realize that that feeling of bondage still exists. Just ask a recovering alcoholic how hard it is to kick the habit, or the recovering drug addict who was forced to realize apart from God's power and grace, he would be dead. Addictions to a substance reveal the power of temptation, and that apart from God's power and grace, we are powerless against it. Now, I brought up earlier the various sins that enslave people, sins that deceive people into thinking that their sin is actually freedom. But for the baptized believer, there are still many hardships, many struggles, many sins that he or she deals with this side of glory. Many of you suffer with temptations that never seem to go away. Some of you feel as if you are a prisoner in your very own body, a body that withers and decays as you deal with chronic pain. And your chief desire is release and freedom from the physical pain. My friends, when Christ Jesus says that He has set you free, that is a statement that also includes things like temptation and bodily affliction. Because the freedom of Christ means the curse of sin does not condemn the believer. You do not fight your temptations alone. You have a garment. You have armor. You have the armor of Jesus and His assurance that you stand with Him, in Him, our mighty fortress that hell won't destroy. And Jesus has set you free, snatching your sins, paying for them at the cross, and guaranteeing you right now the reality that you are His protected child. He has set you free, and you have His forgiveness and peace. What all this means, this declaration means that you have life eternal with your God. When you die like the penitent thief, dying by our Lord on the cross, you go to paradise with your Lord. There is no separation from Christ, the God of the living, not the dead. The declaration that you are free in Jesus means as you suffer, as you battle, as you deal with all those things that give us grief, misery, pain, worry, all of that is temporary. They are fleeting. As you live now belonging to your Savior and anticipating life with Him, He has set you free. Sin and all the consequences and nasty byproducts of sin will end one day when your God ushers you to heaven to be with Him. And that is yours on account of His Son who tasted death to set you free. Bodily pain will go away. It will cease in heaven. And that's yours to look forward to because now you are free. Temptations that you still deal with and you wrestle with, and they are powerful, and they grieve you, guess what? They will go away. Christ will take you to be with Himself, a promise that is yours because you live in Christ by faith, and He says you are free. So if you are here today on this Reformation celebration, but you're struggling with many things. If your marriage is on the rocks, or the doctor gave you some bad news. If you are here today and you have tons of guilt from past sins that still weigh on your conscience, and they seem too big for even God to handle, too big for God to forgive. If you think repentance means God must first punish you before absolving you, then hear the word of your God, the word of comfort, the word of the Reformation, and that is, you, my friends, you are justified in Christ. And he has set you free from the curse of sin, and he declares you his. The righteousness you seek is a righteousness apart from the law. Did y'all hear that in the epistle? The righteousness you seek, divine righteousness, the very righteousness that gets you into heaven, is manifested in Jesus, apart from the law, apart from works of the flesh. It is yours in Christ, and it's yours by faith. Friends, this means you don't have to stay awake at night wondering what God thinks of you, or wondering whether or not you have access to heaven. We have heard today, God declare, you are free, the Son sets you free, and you possess his righteousness. Being baptized means you have the very righteousness Jesus has put upon you. When you consume the Lord's Supper, you consume Jesus. You consume his righteousness, his forgiveness, his freedom, yours. A freedom from sin, freedom from everlasting death. On this day that we celebrate and remember the message of the Reformation, hold on to these things. Remember them. Take them with you. You are free. Christ and Christ alone has set you free. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which does surpass all human understanding, may it guard, protect your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now unto that life everlasting. Amen.